Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Marloni and Fourier.
You got a great quarterback. You know,
we got a quarterback that's going to toss that thing.
He's going to toss that thing.
One thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared.
That was it?
That guy's coming into Foxborough and winning.
That guy.
No chance.
Not a chance in hell.
Okay, now we'll give the Saints the attention that they deserve.
You're allowed to actually watch something and enjoy it and be entertained. A team from Boston is entering the postseason.
It's been a busy week.
Chuck called Tampa today.
Will this be the trap game no one saw coming?
I don't see this team as being a threat at all.
Sitting in with the MFers, it's Nick Fitzy Stevens.
This is Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that is what is whatever.
It's Lou.
What do you care? They're winning baseball games. I don't care if they go out there naked.
It's Christian.
You guys spend so much money in your six games.
We are under the salary cap. Thank you very much.
It's Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here of Marloni and Fourier. Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Yeah, actually, that's right. It is
fifth
a Friday.
And final day.
All right. Big weekend. I can't wait. Woo, let's go. Beat the Bucks.
Playing the Saints. By the way, Nick Kostos, he's going to join us at 5:30, go over some of the games, some of the lines, see who he likes in this Patriots-Saints game. Pats, was it minus 342? Yes.
42?
I think it's 42.5, very low.
They've gone under 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so it keeps
now, you got to look at this one, though, like just right from the 10,000 yard per perspective, whatever you want to say.
Huh?
Like, it does not look like another high scoring 10,000 feet.
What?
No, 10, I went 10,000 yards because that's actually where airplanes fly, and B, I call them airplanes. And B,
you want to start over?
I think it's going to go under.
I could have just said that from the beginning. I like it. And I tell you, I actually feel...
Over your skis.
I don't know. I'm like really overconfident about this game here for the Patriots. I feel more confident than I did against the Jets. I felt like I walked into that Jets game. There was like unknowns. There was Mac Jones in his first road game, right? There was Zach Wilson's first home game. You know, he looked decent. He looked really good in that second half against Carolina. Which guy were we going to see? And then you sort of saw it, and you're like, eh. So there was an unknown. With this team, I think it's known. I know who Jameis Winston is. He's not coming into Gillette and beating the New England Patriots with that team. They have one guy in Alvin Kamara. I know they're going to shut him down. He's going to probably get a little something, but he ain't going to kill him. I don't know how the Saints beat this team. I don't think they do.
See, you're overconfident because of this guy.
My trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say?
I have a hard time. That's Jameis Winston post-game after they beat
the
Green Bay
Packers. They're having sex.
I can't believe that's the way they do it. I never would have thought that.
That's why you're overconfident.
Yeah.
I think
they
that
have
is
one
it.
Guy. They have Kamara. There's no... This,
I know, but
this
forget
is,
about
the Patriots
it.
Actually have a better wide receiving core than this one.
It's the only time you'll say that all season long.
Yes.
The one time the Patriots have a better wide receiving core than their opponent is week three against Les Saints.
Yes.
Yeah. So to me, what was interesting, because I was kind of getting sucked into the same trap. I felt like I was underestimating them, didn't think they were going to be any good, and for the same reason, for the same exact reason. So then you start doing some more work, and you realize that guys that were hurt are actually going to play, and then you find out that, you know, maybe they're not as displaced as they were because of Hurricane Ida, and coming up to the Northeast is actually going to be a pleasant little break from all the hecticness that's going on. And then I started listening to some of the players, you know, on their team, some of their defensive players, because I don't know if you know this or not, Fitzy, but we've been known, Lou and I, to be pretty critical of Mac Jones. Like we're like the two mean guys. We're, Lou's a bully.
I was actually in a meeting with HR on the break. Lou, your bullying of Mac Jones, it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah, he's like a real big mean. He just expects way too much.
How does he feel waking up a winner this week instead of last week? Oh, you're such a bully. How dare you ask him?
You know, he's actually never taken hard coaching before. Nick Saban, softy. Bill Belichick, obviously players coach. So you bullying him, not cool.
Yeah, but see, the only thing that we were really critical of was the fact that he wasn't throwing the ball down the field, and not because he couldn't, because he was scared, because he was so nervous, he was wired so tight that he wouldn't do it. So okay,
what Lombardi said,
so we're all noticing.
Afraid to turn the ball over.
We're all noticing. Josh McDaniels is saying, "Oh no, I trust him. He can do it." So sure enough, here's us. So Saints quarterback Paulson Adebo, was asked what he thought of Mac Jones.
There's a new quarterback, so he's going to be, at times can be gun shy and stuff like that, but.
Okay, so he can be gun shy. Now, I'm not sure what gun shy means.
So either means probably in the pocket, afraid to get hit, or gun shy,
afraid to take the shot.
Take the shots.
He doesn't want to take those shots. So he's noticing that he's a rookie. He went to Stanford, drafted this year.
It's my kid.
But how about a veteran? How about Cameron Jordan when they asked him about Mac Jones? This Mac Jones right here.
You know, it's a methodical offense. You know, they have playmakers, and at the same time, they don't live and die by a deep ball.
Okay, so they don't live and die by the deep ball.
They don't live or die.
It's a methodical offense. They don't live or die, but mostly, listen, they're not throwing it deep.
Yeah.
Why? Because he won't do it. The rookie knows it. All the analysts knows it. We know it. And I think Mac Jones knows it. But here's the thing. Like, the one thing that the Patriots are gonna try that won't be able to do is run the football. I don't think they can run the football. Every person I'm talking to, everything that I see, listening to them, the defensive players themselves, I mean, they are focused on making sure they stop the run. So I think this is the week where Mac actually has to push the ball down the field. I think they're going to bait him to throw the football down the field. That the card, the sheet, his rules are going to say, throw the ball down the field. Check out of the run. There's another safety in the box. There's a one safety high. Let's go deep. Now, will he check it? And two, will he actually freaking throw it? Like, he's going to have some balls and allow himself to misfire or, screw up. Not throw a pick. Maybe he overthrows it. Maybe he's careful with the positioning of the football. But this is the week, Fitzy. You're asking for it. You want to see it. I think everybody wants to see it. This is the week he does it.
Let Mac cook.
Ooh,
yes.
See that nose? Ooh.
Let him throw the ball. He's going to, I'll go bold predictions in the 5 o'clock hour here on Moof. Mac Jones, most yards he's thrown for in the season. Moof. It's going to happen.
Sounds like that guy moves fast. Me?
Then I went to Georgia. Moof. This is the week. Okay, throws for the most yards in the season. That's not a huge accomplishment. But at the same time, he also threw for 280 yards against Miami. He does throw multiple touchdown passes. He also will throw a pick. Why? Because there's going to be some risk and some reward with pushing the ball down the field. Damian Harris, he's already coming into the game with a hurt hand. So the New Orleans Saints, they'll be trying to grab at that ball. They're going to play a stout front. They have a good defensive line. J.J. Taylor, this is not your week. Ramondre Stevenson, enjoy another warm glass of pine. It's going to be a Mac Jones week.
I see.
Avoid Lattimore. Use the tight ends. The point I was making earlier, Lou, I'll say it again. You've got some playmakers. You paid big money for these tight ends. You have size mismatches with these guys, and you've got athletes. Get them the ball in space.
Well, I do think it's interesting because Jeff Duncan, we talked to, covers the Saints for NOLA.com. He was talking about that last week. He said, the Saints team asked him who they were. He said, they're somewhere in between. Because against Carolina, they had 8 starters out. And I'm looking at this injury report, and right now, the only guy they have listed out is center Eric McCoy.
Okay.
So I don't even know. But Lattimore, full participant. So they might only be missing one of these guys, of all these guys they missed last week. So I do think...
See, Duncan was another one. He covers the team for NOLA.com. He's like, you're not going to run on this team. And I don't know if you know this, but I guess they have this new saying or something like that down there. It's, I don't know, like they bring something about the juice. Like they have this whole, like the defensive linemen have this whole like mantra.
They like the juice.
They bring in the juice. Which basically means bring the energy. It's their, rallying cry.
Man, I don't even know where that came from, but it's big, big juice. The defense got to bring the juice, got to have the energy. And I let Double D talk about where that even came from. It probably came from him and Quan, but next thing, it's been adopted already.
Bring the juice.
Bring the juice.
Bring the juice. So do the Patriots know that the Saints are bringing the juice? Does Bill know that Cameron Jordan and the rest of the defense, they're bringing their own juice.
It's a BYOJ party?
It's a BYOJ party. I don't know. It gets the people going.
But I look at this game. I still don't know what the Saints offense does. You know, as far as Kamara, they'll take him out. So this comes down to Mac Jones versus the Saints D. Like the Pats O versus the Saints D. That's kind of like an unknown. Let's see what happens here. Because I feel like I know what's going to happen. I don't think the Saints are going to do anything offensively. I really don't. I don't know who they're going to, who's going to challenge you.
I think, as we mentioned earlier, I think they have not taken the Taysom Hill out of the garage, if you will, because they've sort of been saving it up a little bit. That's one thing they can do this week to sort of throw the Patriots off their game, because they've been looking for Jameis Winston. If Sean Payton goes into this game saying, I'm going to win it on the arm, shoulders, and intellect of Jameis Winston, then the Patriots are 2-0 and they're on to Tampa Bay.
He said, what did you say?
You think the Patriots have to spend so much time in defending Jameis Winston, they haven't already spent time defending Taysom Hill and being prepared of all the things that he brings when he comes into a football game?
Well, they actually got ready for him last year. Their own quarterback prepared them all entire last season.
Can I go to Danny?
Yeah.
Come on, it's a Friday. Why not? It's a Friday. Give me a little Danny from Quincy. What's up, Danny?
Nick, you there?
Yo, Danny.
Nick, I heard your. I know I have a voice made for radio, Nick, but I heard your impression of me last week. Boy, that was terrible.
It was god awful.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about the diva and Brady. I laugh at you, Christian. You don't think he's become a diva? Well, let me put it politically correct for Tom Brady. Yeah, he came in with humility, and let's say the humility has left him in the last four or five years with the Patriots. The humility left him. He's a different person. But I didn't call for that, all right? So as far as the game goes, I think any definitive assessment of the Patriots two games in with their rookie quarterback is complete. This team has no identity. We don't know what they're going to do. Christian, you're assuming Jameis Winston's going to throw four picks in the game because of what he did. What? He did that 2 years ago, right? Yep. He didn't play last year, right?
Hold on. Do you want to place a bet on how many interceptions Jameis Winston is going to throw?
Let's
not. No. I'm not basing it on anything other than, no, he has a, listen, he has, oh, big deal. He broke a NFL record for interceptions, Danny. Like, this isn't like a one-off situation. This is an affliction. This is who he is. He did it in college. He did it in the pros. And he's still doing it. Like this. Yes, of course. He's big. He's strong. He can make all the throws. I heard Bill. Bill is bringing up all his stats and his size and his arm strength because he has no other asset that's worthy of discussing. So it's all surface level compliments. It's surface. Danny, when you hear Bill talk surface level compliments, you know he doesn't believe the words that are coming out of his mouth, Danny. That's what I'm telling you. He doesn't believe that Jameis Winston is any good. He would have got into more depth.
I don't think you look at that was 2 years ago. You don't know. I mean, look at and this Patriots team has no identity. You can never say it's a layup for the Patriots. I don't know what this team is all about.
No, I don't think it is either.
This is a rebuild year.
I don't think it is either.
It's a layup.
This is not a 12 win team.
Oh, it's not. Of course, it's not.
11.
No, it's not a 12 win team.
11?
No. 10 wins.
10, it'll be a miracle.
Danny, 10 wins. 10-7.
I'm not sold on the defense yet. I'm not sure. We don't know anything about the defense. We don't know anything about the rookie quarterback. He has a couple of picks this week.
Hey, Danny, listen, you have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, thanks, Danny.
All right. Well, thanks for the time. I mean, you know, but.
Yeah, we gave you 3 minutes, Danny. I mean, how much time do you want?
No. I said that. I meant that sincerely. I wasn't being funny with you, Lou.
All right. I love you, buddy. Take it easy. You know some Danny.
He's got a little Mad Dog Russo in him, doesn't he? He's got a little Mad Dog Russo. He keeps talking. He's like,
you know, listen, I agree with him that we have no idea who this team is. Okay? I agree with that. All right?
This
I do
is the
think.
Week.
Yeah, but I just.
This
I
is
just,
the week.
I just look at the Saints team, and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know how it happens.
What are you going to do, play super conservative against the Saints, have a nail-biter, possibly lose, and then say, and now it's time to let Matt cook against the best team in the NFC?
I do think that it's one of those things where, yeah, last week you had a quarterback that just threw up all over himself and just threw four picks. And it wasn't four picks. And it wasn't like he put up, you know, like 38 points, you know, off of it. You know, he put up, what, 16? Right. off of four interceptions? And you needed you know 16 points off four picks to get the 25. You know what I mean? So it's sort of like, yeah, I don't know if this offense is great. It's going to come down to Mac Jones and this offense against this Saints defense. Because I don't know how the Saints generate, you know, consistent drives. I don't know how they do it. Drive the ball down the field. You know, long drives, put up points at the end. I don't know how they do it, but I'll admit, I don't know who this team is. We don't know who this team is. But I just don't think the Saints is a very good football team.
No, and right I don't actually think, so. Even like when I was in the league, coaches wouldn't use stats as for emphasis on anything until like week 6 or week 7 because you need enough games to kind of figure out what the team is. So I agree with you. So week 3, both weeks have been pretty vanilla, pretty boring, nothing really creative. Sure, a double pass, but so what? That's one. Okay, yeah. I get it. But ultimately, I think this is the week. And if the history holds up that they are a game plan specific team, like they don't have one philosophy and they use for every team. Like, we are completely changing what we do and how we do it, pending who we're playing. Some guys, some teams, it doesn't matter. This is who we are. That's what they say. This is who we are. This is what you stop it. Then they don't change. They don't adapt, and they don't make any changes at halftime. They just go, this is who we are. Like the Baltimore, this is who we are. This is what we do. Like, what do we want to do? Like, we're not going to drop back into a 5-wide team. This is what we do. I think this is the week where you. I feel like you have to show something else. You have to show the other teams and the teams that are after Tampa that you have, because it's only three games. You really only scout the last three games, four if you're really kind of diving in.
And see, the criticisms of Mac, and I wouldn't even call them, because I've been defending the approach of Josh McDaniels and how he's handled this guy. I don't want him to go out there and do what Zach Wilson's done or what Trevor Lawrence has done. So to me, I sit there, I have that patient approach with this kid. You know, move the ball. Don't make any mistakes. You're a rookie. Look at all the other rookies throwing up all over themselves. You don't want to do that. You're a better football team. The Jets suck. Jacksonville sucks. They need to have their quarterbacks go out there and push the ball downfield. They make great plays in order to win because they're not good. The only thing I have is, okay, when does it happen? And last week there was two or three glaring opportunities. You know, Lombardi earlier talking about a touchdown pass that should have went to Jonnu Smith. You know, the Hunter Henry that was wide open down the right side in the intentional grounding play. And maybe more importantly, the double pass. Where anybody that watches football, or Christian in playing football, knows that on a double pass, you first look deep. And if that's not there, you take the underneath stuff. His first look was the underneath stuff and didn't even look at Aguilar that was wide open down the road. Mm-hmm. So you sort of sit there and say, oh, okay, you know, the first week, I don't mind it. But the second week on film, there were some things that were like, why didn't he take that? You know, they're wide open down. Why didn't he take that?
Because he's so
So now I can ask, when will he take that?
They've coached him into playing safe.
They need to lighten up. Safe. That's the problem.
But that's it. They're not light.
Well, you know, because I think they underestimated how unbelievably uptight he is about mistakes.
Or following rules. Or following what they...
You could have ended it just how uptight he is.
Whatever you like. Whatever you like.
He's a psycho.
No, he flat out... We joke about this before. His nickname's the Joker. He has definitely got a screw loose. Like, not like he's going to go rob some liquor store.
I tell you how
like
I got like these scars.
I'm
telling you, he's a secret little sociopath. This guy is like fixated. Like that laugh earlier this week that everybody, like when the two reporters talked and he sort of like was at the podium and he did like this awkward, like crazy killer laugh. Like that sounds like the laugh of a maniac down an alley that's about to like put you in a basket or a dumpster or in a closet.
I don't see.
That's right up next to the Kawhi Leonard laugh. Yeah. That's up like one of the top 10 most awkward sports laughs of all time. He's nuts. Now let him. If Christian, to your point about you only look back 3-4 games, if you don't give Tampa, first of all, you need to throw to win this week because, like we said, you can't really run on the Saints. But on top of it, if you don't give Tampa any film of Mac with an aggressive downfield game, do you think Todd Bowles, Tom Brady, unless Tom Brady convinces him, trust me, Bill's just playing rope-a-dope with you guys, which he may. If you don't give them any downfield looks, then it's basically just going to be 11 Buccaneers in the box just saying, like, go ahead, throw deep on us. Who are you going to throw to? We haven't done it yet. Are you going to trust the kid with the most people ever watching a regular season NFL game in history? Or do you start to, like, loosen them up a little bit this week? Let the horses out of the barn. Get after it.
Yeah. I think
they're going to have to tell him, it's okay. You don't go ahead and throw it. Go ahead. You're good. Throw it downfield. Go ahead, throw that ball downfield. No, you're in the safe zone. But you're not going to get yelled at.
Nelson's only open by 5 yards.
No, you're good. I feel like they need to pull up some old clips of him making those throws.
Yeah, because Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle were open by 15 yards.
Well, yeah, but you can hit five. Yeah. You don't need that big of a deal.
I think the biggest surprise, and Fitz, you were down there a lot in camp, is that in camp, this is exactly what he did. He took shots downfield. Yes, he threw the ball into the end zone. That was one of the impressive things that everybody ever talked to him about whenever they saw this kid. Like he's making these throws that Cam Newton can't make. And now all of a sudden Cam still can't be as accurate as this kid has been lately, but those throws that everybody kept saying that Cam can't make down the field with accuracy, we're not seeing that right for him right now.
Let's talk about the throw that turned the most heads on the biggest head turner of a day. It was that Wednesday when Cam was out with the COVID protocol, snafu, wrong doctor routine, whatever it was.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, exactly. Like, go ahead, visit your doctor. Hello? Who's this? He makes this throw into double coverage to Jacoby Myers about 50 yards down the field and drops it like Mac dropped it into the only spot between the two outstretched arms of defenders where only Myers could catch it. It was an all-time highlight reel throw, especially for a pretend season practice outside the stadium. Start doing it again, but now all of a sudden, Aguilar's only open by 5 or Jonnu's here and he's not doing it. They have to be coaching. He's not a fearful kid.
Well, you've seen it a couple times. The first week one that we were out to James White was fantastic, right? Just dropped it right in there.
Yep.
And that pass down the left side to Jacoby Myers last week, too, was that as well. Looked like he audibled out of that and just put it perfect. Two throws outside the numbers downfield that were just beautiful. It's there. You know, and I think that, you know, hopefully it seems to be a topic of discussion. You heard Mac Jones earlier in the week saying, you know, looking back at film, yeah, there was some shots that I could have made. And I think, you know, Josh McDaniels saying that we trust him. I think it's sort of building up to this week, you know, maybe looking down there first and seeing if it's available before he looks back.
Let me ask you, do you think he gets a little almost too geeked? You know how Brady would always say, like, Brady would open hot in the Super Bowls or in the big games because he would just get too fired up for his own good? Do you think Mac Jones, as we jest that he's kind of sociopathic or like so intense, secretly intense, for example, in that Miami game, it was late third quarter, he had Myers in the flat on that little boot to the right that he had completed earlier, and he threw it too hard too quickly, and it was too, now people blame Myers for the drop, but really it was a bad pass from, it was a bad pass from Mac. Do you think he's, are we not seeing the same kind of calm we saw from him when they let him go up-tempo? No huddle in the second half of all the preseason games, Christian. Like, is that speed of the actual NFL game and 30 million people watching and the noise at Gillette, is that now creeping into him? Like,
I don't think so.
We're bullies. We should say yes.
Yeah, you know what? I think Bill's making him go too fast before he's ready.
No, I think he looks. He's fine. I mean, because to me, that would be like early in games, you know, inaccurate on even the checkdowns. You know, inaccurate. You know, just like, what's this guy doing right now? I don't think he's shown that at all. I just think that they have put this in his head from day one to take what's in front of you. Don't try to do too much. Protect the football. Taking shots down. And then just they've gone to the point and he's taken it in and almost like they got to sit him down and say, I know we told you, but it is okay to throw to a guy that's wide open 20 yards downfield. Like you can, it is okay to do that. You know, just I want to make sure we're communicating properly. I'm not going to be mad at you if you throw to a guy that's wide open.
I can only imagine what it's like. Okay, listen, you're free to throw it down the field. Just don't throw an interception. No, go ahead and trust your eyes, but just don't throw it a pick. Yeah, but, you know, let it loose. Let it loose, man. If you see somebody, let it eat, but don't throw a pick.
You know what that's like?
He's overthinking.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen, base is loaded, first pitch. Don't be afraid to be aggressive. Just don't swing at a ball.
So then
what do I do?
Yeah. So you're sending all these contradicting messages to him, and he's going to blow a fuse. Like, there's going to be smoke coming out of his ears.
Right. Like, literally, you're going to start seeing the beach ball. Like the hard drive, you're going to start hearing the fan turn on the computer. Like, the processor is working too hard. The hard drive is smoking.
Robot Jones.
Exactly. Robot Jones is going to start. You'll literally see smoke coming from out of his ears on his helmet.
How about this from Chris Hogan? I think Jameis Winston has been locked in. A big emphasis this week has been communication. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
Basically, can I translate that for you?
Yeah. Jameis is locked in with communication. What, do you think it's going to just loud on the road, like in New England?
Can I translate it, Christian?
No, go ahead. You can go first.
I'm happy to be here.
My translation was communication actually means a big emphasis on not throwing interceptions. not throwing picks, not turning the ball over. That to me, if can you imagine? Is there a line? I know we're talking Nick soon. Is there a line for turnovers for Jameis Winston?
Of course.
There has to be.
Do we got a line
so
on?
So I actually just looked for one. I could not find over under for interceptions or turnovers.
Can we set one?
I can ask a sports book to set one for us. And
one and a half.
Two and a half.
I got to get the hook in there.
No, get the hook.
See, I don't have to go to that class. There, I don't need to go to that stupid class. I know what I'm talking about.
I'd be surprised if it's two and a hook. It's probably one and a hook.
Who plays more? All right, here we go. Here's the question for you.
Would I get pay more money if I get two and a hook?
You could.
Maybe I should go to the class.
Yeah. If you take the over.
Here's the question for you.
Not the under.
Who throws more downfield passes of 20 yards or more this weekend? Mac Jones or Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston.
Because he can't help himself. I say Mac Jones. No, he's going to have to. Otherwise, Sean, real quick hook. You want to talk about one and a hook? The one hook with Sean Payton,
one quarter long comes and a up. Hook. After the first quarter,
like exactly.
Here comes the hook.
I say Mac Jones. Exactly. I say Mac Jones has the longer passes this week.
Okay, explosive plays.
Let me go to the phone calls. Let's go to Kenny in Boston. Kenny, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing good. So it's actually -215 for Jameis over half an interception. On DraftKings.
Minus 215 for half.
Wow. What does that mean?
If it goes up to one and a half, can I get better odds? Obviously.
Yeah, you could probably buy it down to 1.5 for like -120 or something.
So 225, you got to bet 225 to win 100. Or 250.
I got to bet $225 to win 100 bucks.
Is that worth 225?
$215.
-215, so bet $215 to win $100 on Jameis to throw an interception.
But that's pretty much good.
The smart move there is parlay that with the Pats money line.
Ooh.
Oh, where would you,
Kenny? That's nice. Are you available 5:30?
Where can I place this bet, Kenny?
Bovada, you can probably throw it on there. I saw those odds on DraftKings.
And in Massachusetts, I know a guy named Jimmy.
Yeah, I was going to say, or Christian, get in the car, drive to the New Hampshire or the Rhode Island border. The second it says, when your Google map says, welcome to New Hampshire, open up the DraftKings. Place your bet, then beg your turn.
Where I see that sign.
Just go find the guy at the local bar and just hit him up for something.
Ask Spaz if any of the people he talks to for his Bit Friday.
All right, Kenny, what do you got? Do we say defensive strengths? What do you got?
So I think the reason Mac's being limited, I mean, if you look back to Miami, we were in control of that game pretty much the whole time. It was never out of reach. In the Jets game, I think it was the same thing. I think with Mac pushing the ball downfield, the defense has been so strong, and they know they don't need to overextend. And part of me thinks, like we always heard over the summer, in practice, Mac was slinging it downfield. He was hitting guys in the corner of the end zone. Are they saving this because he's showing it in practice? Are they saving it to surprise the Bucs week 4? Because Bill really wants to get that win. We know that.
See, it's funny because, so let's say you're, I do believe that teams will hold on to those short yardage play action passes. Because you only have 6 of them, honest to God, like short yardage passes. Maybe you have 6, maybe. And if you realize that you can hold on to them and just run it, then you keep running it, then there you get a reputation for running it. And then they overcommit. And that's when the play-action pass comes in. So you really want to overdo the run if you can. If not, play-action on the very first play. Very first play. Not the second play, because now they're waiting for it. It's got to be the first play.
Mm-hmm.
So
soften them up.
There's my coaching
soften
point.
Them up.
There's my coaching point.
Soften.
And that's how I do. He go 15 yard in. I mean, 8 yard in.
Hey, Fitzy, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Good times, guys.
All right, good times.
21.
Enjoy your weekend. What do you got?
2013 Patriots. Under and a cover.
13 Patriots.
Low scoring, I think.
Another low scoring affair.
I like that. Christian and I will do ours before the show. But yes, I like that. That's a good one. 2013. Right.
There you go.
All right, Nick Kostos, Odyssey Gambling Insider and the host of You Better You Bet. He joins us next. It's time to make some money.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love them or hate them.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you.
Your afternoon drive needs them.
And I hate your guts.
It's Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, welcome back to Marloni and Fourier. It is a Friday. It is 5:30, which means it's time to make some money. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Gambling Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers. But go to check out all the latest lines today at BetRivers.net. Nick, how are we doing?
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday. Great to be on with you here ahead of week number 3 in the National Football League.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is week number 3. Oh, my God, but let's do this first. Let's look back to last week I have a listen, we're going to be doing this all year, and I have a feeling last week didn't go too well for you.
Last week was pretty good, actually, in terms of the sides. Props weren't so great, but sides were pretty good.
For you personally? Were you plus winner there? Are you good?
Well, the Chiefs ended up kind of screwing me on Sunday night. So we'll say, like, I think I went 7-7 on sides, so we can, and sides in total, so we can say, like, a juice loss for yours truly. But did have the Patriots last week, but also had the over. I thought Zach Wilson would be able to score more for your team. But given the, how I think the Patriots offense was pretty bad in that game. So, you know, should have got that game over the total, didn't get it. So, yeah, I'd say, like, a slight loser for me last week, but we're looking forward to winning this week.
Okay, are you prepared to shave an eyebrow off?
Uh-oh.
Well,
No, we did not push.
You did. We said two catches. He caught two passes.
Screen passes do not count, and he fumbled the ball. Yeah,
yeah. Well, guess what? I'm looking at the stat sheet, Chris. I'm looking at the stat sheet, and it says two.
Eyebrows coming off. I can't believe it.
Great. You've got it at one. How about this?
Already.
How about this? You've got it at one. I've got it at three since we're making stuff up. I actually won. How about that?
Nick Kostos joining us right now. Nick, let's start with the Pats. They're given 3 at over-under, I guess, right around 42.5. Saints coming up tough. They looked awful last week. So how do you see this one playing out here in New England?
I like the over in the game. I feel like when we have totals like this that are either way too low or way too high early in the season, yep. I feel like we have to question them, right? Like, should the total be this low in this game? And I don't think it should be. Like, maybe like 45.5, 46, I think would be more reasonable here. This is one of the lowest totals of the week, 42.5. The total in this game is lower than the closing total of last night's game featuring a rookie starting quarterback in Davis Mills and a boa constrictor offense with Carolina. So I like the over a lot in this game. I just think it's like a valuable numbers play here to go over 42.5. I think Nelson Agholor would be the Patriots receiver that I'd look to target with props this week. 45.5 is his number at Bet Rivers. I'll be on the over with that. And if I had to bet this game, I guess maybe like a slight lean towards New England. But the way I want to play it is to tease the New Orleans Saints up to +8.5. I think in a game like this, I think we're going to see one way or another whoever wins. I think it's going to be a close margin of victory one way or the other. I would say the same thing if the Patriots were +2.5. Tease the Patriots up to 8.5. And I think we've got a lot of great teaser options this week. So sidewise, I tease New Orleans up to +8.5, and I want to go over the total, guys, over 42.5.
Nick, I wanted to ask you about like just more like a trend situation here. I know last year home team struggled, no COVID, no fans. This year, home teams are 16-16. Is that something you look at, or is it just too small of a sample size?
Well, I think that home field advantage, like I would say, you know, we kind of take it on a case-by-case basis. It's not like a flat, like, home field advantage the same for every single team. Like, we're not going to assign the same home field advantage for Vegas that we do for Jacksonville, for instance, right? Now, it is just a small sample size. We're very early in the season. I think these things tend to even out over the course of a 16 or 17 or now 18-week schedule in the National Football League. So I don't put too much stock in that. I try and handicap each game is its own individual entity. What does it present to us? Where does the value lie in terms of numbers? What's the on-field handicap? And make the best decision from there.
All right, so I love just focusing on the Patriots and the Saints, because I love the over and unders, right? So last week it was Corey Davis. That was the guy that had a great game in week one, and obviously this is what Bill does. He takes away their best option. This week it's going to be Alvin Kamara. So right now, what has he got? 58.5 this week. He had 83 in week one.
Rushing yards.
Yeah, rushing yards, but just what? He had 5 yards on 8 carries last week. So over and under, what do you got for Alvin Kamara?
I'm going over on Alvin Kamara here, and I think here's why I'm going to do it. The New Orleans Saints offensive line, and they have not been pass blocking well for Jameis Winston. The game got away from them last week completely here, but this is an excellent run blocking offensive line. It's maybe like one of the best two or three offensive lines in football, and I think something Patriots fans have to be honest about, right? And Max looked good to start the season. I think we like the talent on this front seven. Like, the run defense was terrible last week against the Jets. The Jets ran for nearly 5 yards per carry, and if not for Wilson's interceptions, like, they could have potentially stayed in that game. So I think it makes sense for New Orleans. Sean Payton clearly does not trust Jameis Winston. We might see Taysom Hill down by the goal line in this game, and I mean that seriously here. We may start to see more Taysom Hill. He clearly doesn't trust Jameis. They don't have the weapons at wide receiver right now with Michael Thomas out. They're going to lean on this ground game, and after what the Jets were able to do last week, I've got confidence in Kamara to at least scrap his way to 60 rushing yards on Sunday.
Hmm. Talking to Nick Costos, Odyssey Gambling Insider, host of You Better You Bet. Nick, another game that everybody around here is keeping an eye on, I think the game of the week, is Tampa Bay at the Rams. I think that line, I don't know if you got it at 1.5. Tampa given 1.5 or 1, over under 55.5. Who do you like in this one?
Oh, you guys ready for a shameless plug? This is why you got to listen to You Better, You Bet early in the week, because we gave out Tampa when they were an underdog in this game against the LA Rams. And it's like I say, gentlemen, you can't go 17-0 without first going 3-0. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this game, even with Jason Pierre-Paul set to miss this game for the Bucs. I just think they're going to be able to throw all over this Rams defense. And we give the Rams defense some credit, but we also have to look at the competition that they played, right? Carson Wentz and the Colts and Andy Dalton and the Bears, bit of a different animal going up against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And I think this is the first game that we will see the loss of last year's epic defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, who's now the head coach of the Chargers. Raheem Morris takes over. I think we're now going to see cracks form in this Los Angeles Rams defense. Now, I think the Rams can score in this game. I just don't think they can score enough to keep pace with Tommy Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So give me the Buccaneers, guys, -1, -1.5 in a short spread game on the road in Los Angeles.
Are there certain games that you just stay away from based on just how close the competition is and what the line potentially would be?
Well, yeah, there are some games that I do look to stay away from here. I'll give you an example, like Cincinnati and Pittsburgh this weekend. We just don't have enough information right now about, like, Pittsburgh star players. Is T.J. Watt going to play? Is Joe Hayden going to play? Like, we'll see what the Friday injury report has to say about this. But when we have a lot of injury unknown, like, that's one where I want to stay away. I kind of want to stay away, honestly, from Arizona at Jacksonville, just because I think the line's exactly right with Arizona as a 7.5-point favorite. Total there is 51.5. I think both of those numbers look really correct to me. So there are some games that I stay away from. It's not like I look early in the week and say, oh, I think this matchup is this, so I'm staying away. There's all sorts of things that need to be accounted for here. I do have lots of plays, of course, though, on the week overall.
So I want to ask you, because we watched this team, the Jets, last week play, and Zach Wilson, as you mentioned, was just awful. And now they got to go to Denver. That line, I believe, is up 10.5. I think Denver laying it. Is that something you just, given what you saw last week, you say, yeah, I want to stay away from this thing, or do you think there's a rebound from the Jets?
Well, I want to take the points with the Jets here, and may God have mercy on my soul, potentially. And gentlemen, I'm assuming rational coaching here, and that can be problematic when we're talking about, like, non-Belichick coach teams. And I mean that seriously. Like, if you're the Jets, look at the rushing success they had last week. Like, the offense was really not bad against the Patriots, except for the fact that Wilson turned the ball over, obviously, 4 times in that game. They ran for nearly 5 yards a carry. The Broncos secondary is good. It's better than the Patriots secondary now without Stephon Gilmore. So I have to imagine that the Jets this week, LaFleur, Sal, and company, that they're just going to have this be a ground game, right? Run the ball on the Denver Broncos. I think they can be had in the front. Bradley Chubb is on injured reserve now. Run the ball. The defense is sneaky, not been atrocious for the Jets here. And Teddy and the Broncos are not an offense that's going to look to overwhelm you or score 35 points here. Vic Fangio's looking to get out of Dodge with a victory here. We know he can be really conservative. So I actually took the points with the Jets. And like I said, potentially, may God have mercy on my soul.
You know, the other one that I like for the past Pats Saints game is the over and under with Mac Jones. See, I don't think that the Patriots are going to be able to run on this Saints defense. So I think this is going to be the first time where you'll see Mac Jones and Josh McDaniels actually open up the offense a little bit. Right now, the over under is at 239.5. What do you got? Over or under?
I would take the over on that as well, and I think you make a prescient point about the Patriots going to have an inability to run the ball in this game. And we know Damian Harris is already questionable. If he's going to play, probably not 100%, then it's maybe Ramondre Stevenson or James White, obviously toting the rock here. So I agree. I like the over in this game. I think this could be a sneaky, high-scoring affair. I'm not saying like 35-31, but I do think it's going to go over the total, and I do think that lends itself to Mac Jones going over his passing prop over at Bet Rivers, 243.5. I agree with that.
All right, so everybody on the East Coast here, we sit here about 7:30 at night, you know, on the East Coast, and you're either panicking, you're looking for that bailout, or you're looking to double your cash. So there's the bailout game, Green Bay, San Fran, Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
That's the game. So you tell me, San Fran's laying 3.
I like Green Bay in the over here, and I'm seeing 3.5 with Green Bay on Bet Rivers right now. If you can get 3.5, I think that's an easy bet on the Green Bay Packers here, and I think the game's going to go over the total. I think San Francisco's going to be able to do their thing on the ground, play bully ball with Green Bay like they have the last couple times they've played them when they've had Jimmy Garoppolo healthy, and this Niners secondary is not 100% healthy, and I think they've been able to skate past the first 2 weeks of the season without truly being tested in the secondary. We saw that last week against the Eagles. Obviously, week one, they actually gave up a lot of points to the Lions, but scored 41 in that game, so I like the Packers here. I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers won, plus 150 on the money line. Total in this game is 50, and an angle that I'm going to look to be playing here, and this is based on like nothing but my own intuition, so to make of this what you will, right? I think that when we look at what the Niners did this offseason, you know, mortgaging the farm to get Trey Lance because they don't believe in Garoppolo as the guy long term here. This is not a game that they're going to be able to game manage with Garoppolo, I think, with what Rodgers is going to be able to do on the other side. So I think we're going to see more Trey Lance in this game than we've seen in the first 2 weeks of the season. I'm apt to play some Jimmy Garoppolo unders as a result if I'm expecting Trey Lance to see the field more on Sunday night. Now, this is not inside information. Beat writers are not saying this. This is my intuition as someone that follows the NFL as closely as I do. What's the point of getting Trey Lance if you're not going to play him in a game like this when you're going to need to score to keep up with Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, last one for me, just so we're clear, because when I talk to you next week, I don't want you running away from when it's time for me to collect that eyebrow. Okay, so you said Alvin Kamara, right? 58.5, you're going over.
I'll go over on Alvin Kamara.
Okay,
yes.
I am going under. I really set the line at like 35, but I'm not going to do it. I'll
Great,
stick
let's
with
do
this
that.
One.
No. You be the bookmaker.
Already,
over 35. Let's do
already
that.
Did it.
I got you there.
That's it. Done. Don't
I'll shave both eyebrows if he goes under 35.
Oh, you heard it here right here. 35. 35 on the hook. 35 on the hook.
I am way too vain for that. I would never do that.
All right, he is Nick Costos. He's the host of You Better You Bet in the Odyssey Sport Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Also, be sure to check it out. Yeah, You Better You Bet podcast. For more of Nick's analysis, you can just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, thanks for joining
us.
Enjoy the weekend and good luck.
Do you guys want like 15 seconds and I'll give you like five more plays very quickly here?
Go.
I got it for you.
Go.
Washington plus 7.5 in the over. Washington and Buffalo. Over 50 with the Ravens and the Detroit Lions. Bears plus 7 with Justin Fields on the road at Cleveland. Chiefs anything under a touchdown. Chargers can't get it done in the red zone. Falcons plus 3 against my hideous and pathetic New York football Giants. And the Dolphins with Jacoby Brissett plus 4 on the road at Las Vegas. And let's go Red Sox this weekend. And I say that as a Yankees fan. Let's get Aaron Boone out. Red Sox fans, careful what you wish for, because when you win this weekend, Yankees are going to get a better manager, and we will be back next season.
We need to put him in slow burn. We need to throw that to those guys.
All right, Nick, hey, thanks a lot, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Wishing you guys minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
This guy is an absolute maniac. And listen, I'm rooting for Kamara. We say under 35, he'll go both eyebrows?
Both eyebrows.
That would be fantastic.
And hold on, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
Over and under?
No, it's over. Just over. Just go over. The over. The over under is
over yeah. under. That's
you don't
cool
ask
way to
like
say
what?
It.
What is it? The over and under? Which one do you like? You don't ask that, Christian. You got to take that gambling.
I got to get that class. All right.
By the way, this hour Maloney and Four is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Real quick before we go to break, we got the MF apps, whatever they're called. Give me a score.
I'm gonna go 17-13.
I'm going 20-9. Pats
Ooh,
win, right?
Wow.
17-13.
Okay.
Pats win.
Oh yeah, Pats win.
All right. MF F ups. Is that what we're calling
MF
this thing?
Ups?
Yeah, that's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids or give them a call at 1-877-CARS for Kids. But it isn't last call, is it, Ryan?
No, names, it is
not important.
Kyle Hanishan spoke.
The kid bike of Nike, bike and then.
Pronunciation overrated.
Got to be rival week. Rival week.
Eligibility restrictions, damn it!
We finish the week with the best of our worst.
Seems like you have a tenuous grasp on the English language in general.
This is MF-Ups.
It gets blocked up in my mouth, I don't say it. No good.
Of course it is not MF Ups, or this is MF Ups, Lou, not last call. And of course we want to get right to it. And I'm going to start with you, actually, Lou.
Me?
You had this one at the end of last week.
By the way, this hour is brought to you by 495 Chrysler. Here we go again. Jeep, Dodge, Rams, Jeep Adventure Days sales event. Save that one for next week. I am a freaking mess.
Only a slight mess.
That is not an easy one to read. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
And I figure
sales, Jeep Dodge Ram sales event.
All the times you've done it, you'd get better at it, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
No.
And it doesn't seem to be the case that Christian just can't go 1 week without giving me a plethora of MF ups. So let's get right to it.
Who's going to win more games? Zach Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Wilson.
Or Zach Wilson and the Jets?
That name's not that important.
Who
but
cares?
It gets
everybody's Zach.
Progressively worse with an interesting math equation from Christian.
There's not a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator in the league that coaches that. So they benefited from four turnovers. Four. And I'm going to say they didn't answer on all of them. They could have.
16 points, three field goals and a touchdown.
A good team would say, wow, that's all you can get out of that. We gave you four presents. We gave you four gifts and you only got 16 points. It should have been 38 points.
I think anybody who went to the first grade would know that four times seven is actually not 38 points.
We were exaggerating.
9.5 points turnover?
Would have made a difference if I said 100?
I think it would have.
You got
100 would have been like, okay, we know you're exaggerating, but 36 kind of makes it sound like maybe
37, whatever.
For everybody scoring at home, four times seven is in fact 28, not 38. Let's continue with, it's Christian again.
They just dealt with so many injuries. Go through their defense alone. They started off with losing their two edge rushers. Then they drafted all these rookies. Then all these guys get hurt. Then their safety gets hurt. Then their corner gets hurt. So I'm not looking at it like, oh, the Patriots are just head and toes above them. Like, no. I just feel like the Jets are
shoulders.
Suck. Head and heels.
Head shoulders?
Head and heels.
Head and toes?
I spent about a day trying to figure out how
to shoulders,
that would
work. Knees and toes. Knees
so
and
head,
toes.
Head and heels, and then you settled on head and toes.
I did.
I mean, head and toes. I'm not even going to correct myself. I'm not going head and shoulders. I'm going head and toes.
I know. It actually makes more sense.
Head and toes?
Head and toes, yeah.
Head and heels?
Head and toes actually makes more sense. I really feel like we should change it to head and toes.
No, we can't change things that have been said for hundreds of years just to make you feel good. And before we get to this last one, I just want to remind everybody, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, it is the producer's show. I am off, but you have Shime and Anderson from Gresham Keefe, as well as Tyler Devitt, 8 to 9. Don't miss it. And probably not a first for the show, but a first for the segment. We got some just ridiculous MF ups from two callers we took the other day, right back to back.
Why do you think Josh McDaniels ran a double pass? To get who open?
He was probably looking to get Andrew Har open. Okay. I agree with
I don't know if it was to get Andrew Har open.
Miguel Andujar?
Yeah, I don't think it was to get Andujar open.
Go ahead.
I mean, we won Super Bowls with a dick. And the dunk kind of froze. Tom Brady was out there.
That was my favorite one.
Dinking and dunking all the way down. We won Super Bowls doing that.
And there you go. That is your MF.
That was back-to-back callers
week.
Right there, too, right?
Oh, yeah,
was
pretty much, yeah.
The dinking and the dunking.
The dick and dunk. That's always the great
we
offense.
We won Super Bowls with a dick and the dunk kind of froze.
Oh, that is beautiful.
The dick and the dunk.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Monday, you're going to hear Mac Jones.
Tampa Week.
He'll join us probably, 2:30, right? I think that's usually when he's joining us now. 2:30, Mac Jones. You got Saints, Pats, 1 o'clock on Sunday, and of course, Evaldi Cole tonight at 7 all weekend long. Sox and Yanks. It's okay to enjoy it. It's okay to go. Don't listen to the Sports Hub. You enjoy this team. It's a good baseball team. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 2.
WEEI is searching for the next Red Sox podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.